Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today, we'll learn Lesson 20. Today's key sentence is...
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
Have you ever sung Japanese songs?
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. In the previous episode, Anna got lost in Shinjuku and was later safely reunited with her friends Sakura and Rodrigo. Now they've made their way to a karaoke place with sing-along machines.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 20.The key sentence is
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか? Have you ever sung Japanese songs?
アンナさんは日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
はい、あります。
どんな曲が得意?
アニメの曲です。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Rodrigo asked Anna.
Anna さんは日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
Anna, have you ever sung Japanese songs?
Anna さん
addresses Anna.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
日本
is Japan.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
歌
is songs.
を
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
歌った
is the ta form of
歌います
to sing. If you attach
こと
to the dictionary form of the ta form of verbs, you turn the verbs into nouns. Also, as in the case of
歌ったこと
by attaching こと to the ta form of verbs,You can talk about your experiences, namely what you have done in the past. Here, 歌ったこと means the experience of having sung Japanese songs before.
が
is the particle indicating a subject.
ありますか?
In this case means, do you have the experience of having done this activity? It consists of
あります
to have, a verb meaning possession,and a particle,
か?
Which turns a sentence into a question.
In Lesson 7, arimasu meant something exists or there is, there are. In Lesson 9, it meant an event is held. And now we're learning that arimasu means having something, such as experiences.
That's right. In addition to experiences, we can also use arimasu.To talk about having something abstract, such as time or opportunities. All right, let's practice saying today's key sentence. Have you ever sung Japanese songs? When you say, 歌ったこと, you hold your breath for one beat after 歌 and speak with a rising intonation at the end.
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?Have you ever sung Japanese songs? Anna answers.
はい、あります。
Yes, I have.
はい。
Is yes. Here.
あります。
Is I have.
Now, Michelle, what would I say if I wanted to say I've never sung Japanese songs?
You would say.
いいえ、ありません。
No, I have not. Next, Anna asks.
どんな曲が得意?
What kind of songs are you good at singing?
どんな?
Is what kind of?
曲
Is songs. が is the particle indicating a subject.
得意
Is good at. It's an adjective.
Now in the model reading, it was pronounced 得意 with a rising intonation, so it must be a question.
That's correct. Anna answers.
アニメの曲です。
Songs from animation.
アニメ
Anime is an abbreviated form of animation. It's a loan word. の is a particle linking nouns.
曲
is tunes. And as you know, you end the sentence with
です
to make it polite.
Well, in addition to manga, it seems Anna likes anime too.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 20 again. Today's key sentence is
日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
Have you ever sung Japanese songs?
アンナさんは日本の歌を歌ったことがありますか?
はい、あります。
どんな曲が得意?
アニメの曲です。
Now our corner for Teacher's Teacher. This program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
We learn to talk about our experiences by linking the ta form of verbs and koto ga arimasu. I'd like to learn a little bit more about this.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, ta form verbs indicate action in the past or the perfective aspect. That is, what we did in the past or what we have done. And if we combine ta form verbs and
ことがあります。
We can talk about what we have done before. That is, our experiences. If, for example, we change
歌います
to sing to
歌ったことがあります。
We are saying, I have sung it before or I have the experience of singing it. To turn this into the negative, we change ありますと
ありません。
So the negative form of
歌ったことがあります。
I have sung it before becomes
歌ったことがありません。
I have never sung it before. You have to be careful about one thing. You cannot use this way of talking about experiences. Linking ta form verbs and ことがあります together with the terms that refer to a recent time, such as
昨日
yesterday or
先週
last week. In cases like this, you would simply use the past form of verbs. So suppose, for example, that you were asked, Have you ever seen Mount Fuji? If you just saw it last week, you cannot say, 先週見たことがあります。I have seen it last week. You would need to use the past form of
見ます
to see.
見ました。
Saw, and say,
先週見ました。
I saw it last week.
That was today's Teacher's Teacher.
Next, our corner for sound words. We are introducing the words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Wow, it sounds like a train just went through the studio.
Yes. In Japanese, we say,
Gatan goton.
This is also a sound related to a train.
Pretty sure this is the sound of a train crossing.
In Japanese, we express it as,
Kan, kan, kan.
In today's sound words, we introduced
ガタンゴトン
and
カンカンカン。
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
I went to a karaoke place with sing-along machines in Japan for the first time. I'm surprised.I just heard some people come all by themselves to practice singing. Did you enjoy lesson 20?
Next time, join Anna and her friends again at the karaoke place.
Find out what happens when you join us again.
さようなら!